Hi, my sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, and today I am saying farewell to LA. I have lived here for 9 years, and we're moving. We're moving on. New chapter, new city. We're moving across the country to the East Coast, and I'm just so excited for this new beginning. It's going to be great. Don't worry. I'll still be doing this, but I am going to take a little bit of time off. I'm thinking about 6 to 8 weeks. I'll keep you posted on X and Threads and Instagram and all of that. So you'll know when I come back, but, I'm going to take a little time off because obviously we're moving across the country. We're packing up all our stuff next week. And, I just want to get settled. I'm going to have a lot more space over there. I'm so excited. So I just want to set up my new studio space and give myself some time to focus on the move, focus on, you know, moving with all my animals and saying goodbye and, you know, just saying farewell to this beautiful place that's given me so much. Oh. So I just thought I'd do a little farewell episode today. I'm going to answer a few questions and just kind of reflect and give you a little taste of, my favorite moments here and what I've thought about it. And the podcast specifically, and just my journey here in LA. So yes, let's dive in. Yay. Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. So the first question I want to answer is, what's changed with me since starting this podcast? And also maybe what's changed since living in LA? So maybe I'll start with that. So, you know, Los Angeles was a big change for me because I was living abroad after college and I had just gone home with a woman for the first time. And I had just started experiencing, you know, face slapping and a little bit of choking and some kinky sexual experiences for the first time. And so when I moved to LA, it was like, oh my God, now I feel like I have this whole playground where I can tap in to everything I want. Dive into kinks, dive into group play, dive into dating women and all genders, really. And so I just felt like it was a space for me to finally be me, but also like let go and feel free and allow myself to fully dive headfirst and just fully explore, which is something I'm always telling you guys, which I think is so important. So it's just been such a beautiful city because of that. I felt so alive here. I felt so accepted here. And just, it's been like a lot of other big cities. It's a place where you really can find your community and you can meet all these beautiful, magical, different types of people that really inspire you to be yourself. And so that's how I really felt here, fully just inspired and wowed by everyone and myself, and always just learning new parts of myself. And I just love that so much. So it's really been such a beautiful 9 years. But with the podcast, you know, in the last 2 years, what's changed within me, I would say I've really found my voice. You know, in those first few episodes, one, I have crazy vocal fry, which is something that I've really practiced and gotten better at speaking. And so I think like specifically what's changed within me is I've gotten more comfortable with speaking. I have trusted my voice more in episodes and really, I feel like I found my voice in that way. And I think I'm still growing. I'm still learning. My girlfriend, my like bestie from college just sent me this book about, how to train your voice and how to speak. And so I'm still, that's a big part of this job, this podcast, that is something that I feel like you can always be perfecting. So that's something I will continue to learn and grow and continue to, master. But that is something that I'm really proud of myself that I've gotten a lot better at. I think another thing that I've gotten a lot better at is kind of like taking feedback. Before the podcast, I think it was tough for me to hear feedback, even writing my book. You know, I got like a writing coach and sometimes it was really difficult because it's such a, you know, my work, my creative work, whether it's my book or this podcast, is it's intimate, it's personal. And so when you hear feedback, it can sometimes, you know, hurt your feelings. And I think for me, it stung a lot of times. And I've gotten so much better at receiving that feedback. I almost like yearn for it. I think too, similar to feedback, is when I get harsh comments online, or when I get personal jabs, or, you know, yeah, just like harsh critiques or harsh comments regarding me and my character or something I said. I think I've definitely changed in the way that I let that affect me. It still affects me. Do not get me wrong. Like I said, this is intimate. This is personal. I'm sharing my world with you. And so, yeah, some of these comments hurt. They still hurt my feelings. And sometimes I really do have to focus on shaking it off and really being gentle to myself. But I will say that I've gotten a lot better and not letting it affect me. I remember those first few episodes, like being so harsh to myself, even watching that episode back, being so harsh to the way that I responded to things or by this flow of the conversation or the questions I asked. And now I feel like I'm so much more gentle to myself. And I just feel like I love myself so much more, or it's just a lot easier for me to be soft to myself and be sweet to myself. I'm taking my own advice. So yeah, that's definitely what's changed. I think it's specifically in the podcast in LA. And I think another big thing is when I started, I really thought I was like going to be teaching people about pleasure, but really I was learning to stop editing my own. I think previously to this podcast, or even previously to, you know, this current relationship I'm in those other relationships, I was consistently editing myself. I was consistently trying to be the person that they wanted me to be, or to be in the open relationship that they wanted. And I think with this podcast, I've also learned to stop editing my pleasure, to really own my own erotic authenticity. So as I've been teaching you and empowering you, I think I've also found peace in my own erotic authenticity. And I have really just like every episode, I learn so much more about myself. And I think with this whole journey of this podcast, I've really just like become so much more confident and powerful in myself too. So thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to explore and be vulnerable and learn and grow as well. It's just been such a treat. Okay, what's a behind the scenes or unexpected moment that always makes me smile? You know, the first one that comes to mind for me is this flirty guest I had, Obiani. It was at least over a year ago. She was a wonderful guest. And just the chemistry after the episode was really flirty. I remember my man went outside to, get some fresh air after we finished filming. And she just like sat in here on my bed and like held my hands and was just like touching me and being all sweet and just saying how much she loved the episode and asking me more about my life and, you know, saying that we should hang out and all these cute little things. And she was just somebody that wowed me with her chemistry and with the way that she interacted with me after the episode. She hung out here for a little while before I walked her out. So that was just a little behind the scenes moment that definitely made me smile. I will say another behind the scenes moment that makes me laugh still is when one of my guests brought her son with her, and he like brought a book and he was going to like read a book, which I wish I just let him do. But of course, me and my man are like, oh, you can like play with the VR headset out here if you want. And so he like set up with his VR headset. And halfway through the episode, we hear him screaming. He had knocked over a candle I had lit out there and wax had just gone everywhere. So that's a little bit of a giggle behind the scenes moment too, that I'm always laughing at. So yeah. Those are just a couple moments that, yeah, made me blush or make me laugh now. So yeah, those are always some good moments. So happy to share those with you. Okay, next, if LA were a lover, how would you describe your relationship? I love this question. So, you know, for me, LA, so beautiful, but so unpredictable as well. I think like from being this dazzling, creative, eccentric relationship, it's also one that would constantly shock me with being ghosted or shock me with, you know, the dramatic pullback or the dramatic shift in people's energies, which is so LA. You know, I feel like it's so dramatic and chaotic here. But I will say she's always been a city or a place or a relationship, as I'm describing it, like a relationship that's allowed me to learn about myself. I have consistently grown since I've been here. So she's been this relationship that, even though there's been ups and downs and lonely moments or unsettling moments, I've always learned throughout that. And so I think she's really been a great relationship for me. And so that's how I describe her as a lover. Still so beautiful and elaborate and creative, but also, at times she was lonely and shocking and unpredictable. So, so good. Okay. I also want to answer this question. What's been your most unexpected turn on or curiosity that's come up through this podcast or with LA Life? For me, I think the biggest thing that I've realized through LA and this podcast is that turn-ons for me used to be strictly physical. I mean, for the longest time, I was so turned on by the way you dressed, by the shoes you wore, by the way your hair looked. Like, I was turned on by the physical. Like, that's what lured me in. I think this podcast and even just being in LA has really made me less attracted to the physical and more attracted to the non-physical. So I've always been an energetic person. Like, you do know this, but I do think I've tapped into this, my spirituality more here. I have realized that it's the way someone holds space for you. It's the way even they breathe deeply. Like, it's the way they listen with their eyes. It's their, I don't know. It's just LA has cracked me open to all these like subtle seductions. And it's made me realize that there's so much more than the physical. And I think even in the beginning, when I was going to all these play parties, like, I was so judgmental of like I would only hook up with the sexiest person in the room. Like, I, you know, even when I'd go out to a bar, I'd find literally the hottest person there. And that's who I wanted to go home with. It was like a challenge for me to do that. And now I feel like I've learned so much that that's really not what gets me going. It's what's in your spirit. It's what drives you. It's your passion. It's your sensual just way that you move in the bedroom. Like, there's so much more to it than the physical. And I think that's what I've learned a lot in LA, is that I've completely shifted from being so attracted to physical. And now it's just like, I'm turned on by so much more. And I'm turned on by, of course, the physical still gets me going. Like, I like things that look pretty, but that matched with your spirit, that matched with the way you move and the way you speak, like, ooh, that to me is like so much more fulfilling. And I have really learned that since I've been in LA. So that has been a big lesson. And I'm grateful for you, LA. I'm grateful for this podcast too. I think the podcast has helped me learn that as well. You know, understanding all these nuances under physical attraction. And as I've begun to explore too, which the podcast has allowed me also a space to continue exploring, to continue learning about different kinks and different ways to explore, that has also given me this power to know that, like, there is so much more than just the physical. And I lean into that so much more now when we find playful friends or playful people to explore with. It's like, I want you to take care of yourself, but I also want you to have a beautiful spirit inside and out and own that powerful sensual energy that just moves in a way that really turns me on. That's intentional. That's raw. That's real. That breathes deeply. And that, I don't know, there's so much, all of that, you know, it's so beautiful. So thank you, LA. Thank you, my Sweet Release podcast community, for allowing me to tap into those, you know, those little subtle seductions that I never used to. Okay. And I also want to answer this last little question. If you had to name your next chapter like a podcast episode, what would it be? So my next chapter podcast episode title, I think, would be New Spaces, Same Spirit. One, because you know me, I like alliteration. So I like that new spaces, the same spirit. Sounds so beautiful off the tongue. But I think ultimately, every time I've told someone I'm moving across the country and I'm moving to this completely different energetic city, state, South Carolina, I am met with, oh my God, what? Like, why? Or I'm met with, wow, like that city's amazing. You're going to love it so much. Or, oh, like, are you still going to do the podcast? You know, like, there's so many follow-up questions I get, but the biggest one really is are you still going to do the podcast? And I have never doubted in my mind that this is going to be something that I will do for a long, long, long time. So yes, the reason this is my title is, yes, I'm moving to a new space. I'm moving to a new city. I'm moving to a new state. I'm moving across the country. New time zone. Some of you might prefer this new time zone. Who knows? My episodes will be releasing 3 hours earlier. But I'm bringing my essence with me wherever I go. And I think that's the biggest point of this title that I came up with for my next chapter in this next journey, is that I'm always going to be myself. I'm always going to bring this essence to wherever I am. And it's not going to change me. Like, it's going to be a new space. But I'm still going to continue this work. I'm still going to continue exploring. I'm still going to bring my beautiful energy to this beautiful other different corner of the world. And so, yes, you will continue seeing me on here. I'm still going to find guests. Like, there's kinky people everywhere. There's empowered, sex positive people everywhere. Like, I am going to continue interviewing people and having these beautiful conversations. So yeah, I'm going to continue doing this. I'm going to continue bringing my spirit and my essence into this new chapter. So that's what I would title this new chapter, is new spaces, same spirit, same me, same sweet energy, just bringing it to a new corner of the world. And yeah, I'm going to be meeting so many different people, and who knows, like, this place might need me. They probably do. You know, LA is very saturated with this sort of conversation. And so this new place, this new state, I think could probably use a little bit of my love and a little bit of my, maybe some of my classes. And I'm hoping to really finish my book too. And so I have just a lot of creative freedom, hopefully, with not paying so much for rent and not hustling so hard. I'm hoping to slow down a little bit and be able to focus more on my creative stuff, but also just be able to, you know, drop into the beauty that is this new place and the lush landscape and still be on the water and, yeah, just really connect with the land there and connect with my man and his family and all of that. So I am really looking forward to this next chapter. I'm going to miss you guys. I will keep you posted. Follow me on Instagram if you haven't already. I'll be sure to be giving you updates there. You can always stay connected with me on my Fansly, as I will be consistently posting on there. Always. I love sharing my erotic snapshots with you. And I have some juicy ones this week that I'm posting. So fun. So I really appreciate you coming back week after week. I really appreciate your love and support. I appreciate you sticking with me through this next journey. And yeah, before I let you go, I guess I'll share a little sweet release moment for you. And that was some shower playtime with my mans, standing up. I think when I was, you know, editing Emily's episode, I was realizing that, like, you know, what the doggy style that I love the most is like the stand-up doggy. And as I was hearing back our conversation, I was like, yeah, that's what I love so much about the shower sex, is that it's stand-up doggy. And so that was a beautiful, sweet release. And I am just so excited to break in every single room, every single outdoor area, every single space at our new home with some sexual sexcapades. That is like my favorite thing to do when I move into a new place, is to break in all the rooms, all the rugs, all the beds, the balcony. Like, I'm just so excited to explore in my new home. And yeah, it's just going to be such a treat. So thanks so much for allowing me to create this sweet little farewell episode to you, LA, and to you, my sweets here. I'll be back. Don't worry. Thank you so much for being here. Please be sweet to yourself. Be sweet to your erotic authenticity blooming. Allow it to grow. And as always, welcome the sweet releases. We'll see you next time. Talk soon. Much love. Mwah. Bye.